Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: entrepreneurs pick up where Uber and Lyft do not, catering to riders as young as age 6, and small business owners weigh in on the current economic climate. Those stories after this. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
This is the state of parenthood today. Overbooked children and overworked parents scrambling to get places. But entrepreneurs have a fix. Driven mad by the child chauffeuring dilemma, parents are looking to outsource the job to ride-hailing services. Unfortunately, the biggest companies, Uber and Lyft, forbid drivers from picking up any unaccompanied riders under the age of 18. And while many parents ignore those rules, others are turning to new services, such as Hop, Skip, Drive, which is designed for kids 6 and up. It's a story by Julie Jargon, who writes a column for the Wall Street Journal called Family and Tech. Julie, what did you look at?
Well, I looked at kind of a common parenting problem of, you know, working parents, busy parents who have overbooked kids and they need to get their kids to their activities on time. And the conundrum that a lot of parents face is how to do that. And so a lot of parents have been turning to Uber and Lyft, but those services have a rule that say that they can't pick up any unaccompanied riders under 18. That hasn't stopped some parents from doing that anyway. But there are also some other ride-hailing services that have popped up recently to cater specifically to children and chauffeuring children to their activities.
All right, so you mentioned one called Hop, Skip, Drive. How does that one differ from, say, Uber and Lyft? The age, obviously, is a big factor here.
Yeah, so Hop, Skip, Drive is specifically geared to children ages 6 and up. And to make parents feel comfortable with sending their young children off in a car with a stranger, they have a pretty rigorous background check process. They make sure that the drivers are all screened with background checks and FBI fingerprints, but they also require all of their drivers to have at least 5 years of experience in childcare. That could mean that they're a parent, or they could have had 5 years experience being a nanny or working in some other capacity with children. So that's what really differentiates these kind of services from Uber and Lyft, where, you know, the driver, you know, although they have background checks as well, don't have specific child care requirements.
Wow. That's incredible. It's starting at the age 6, have a kid riding by himself or herself. So how about pricing-wise? How does Hop, Skip, Drive compare to, say, an Uber or a Lyft?
Yeah, it's a lot more expensive. The rides, I think, are a little, well, the rides can vary, but for Hop, Skip, Drive, the average ride is about 7 miles, and the average fare is $20 to $25. You know, that's considerably higher if you think about, you know, an Uber trip of the same distance. You know, you could be spending a few bucks. So, you know, people are paying more for that service and for knowing that the driver is someone that has, you know, has passed all of these different background checks.
Hmm. We're speaking with Julie Jargon. She writes the Family and Tech column for the Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called Uber Says No Kids. These other car services say yes. All right, so you referenced Hop, Skip, Drive. There's a couple others in your story, too, like Kango was one and Bubble. Are these mostly focused in cities, or can, say, a suburban parent hail one of these rides as well?
No, they do tend to be focused in cities. Bubble is a little bit interesting. It's not in you know, kind of the huge coastal cities. That is, they've got service in Dallas and Austin, Texas, in Emerald Coast, Florida, McLean, Virginia. And what's interesting about that one is all of their drivers are off-duty or retired or honorably discharged first responders, whether that's military veterans or, you know, other first responders who also have undergone background checks. So those are people that they feel are, you know, really safe to have driving your children around.
Yeah. Go back to hop, skip, drive, because it's not just the background checks that are part of the security here, right? These folks wear specific clothing. There's code words, things like that.
Yeah, so they arrive at the destination, the school, or wherever they're picking up the child, wearing a bright orange shirt, and they ask the child for a code word so that the child knows, or they say a code word to the child, so that way the child knows that driver is legitimate, so they have a previously agreed-upon word. And then the driver asks the child for the child's date of birth to make sure, you know, if there are two kids with the same name in the school, they're picking up the right, you know, Bobby or Susie. So it's, you know, because they don't have phones and they can't do the typical two-factor authentication that you can do on your phone when you're ordering an Uber, where you're checking the license plate and the driver's photo and the model of their car, they're able to do it verbally.
Is it safe to say that this is a growing trend, trying to, or I guess being able to drive around these young riders, age 6 and over?
It seems to be, because now there have been some services that have already gone out of business. I mean, there's kind of a question about whether the business model is sustainable because of maybe the difficulty of finding drivers who meet the qualifications. But you know, Hop, Skip, Drive is expanding. They plan to be in more markets by the fall in time for the next school year. They just recently entered the Washington, D.C. market. So, you know, some of the ones that are really well-established are growing. Others have folded. So whether this is a long-term thing is unknown. Now, Uber tested a pilot service in 2017 in a few cities for people under the age of 18, and they have said that they are looking at the learnings from that to determine what to do next. So perhaps, you know, someday Uber will do something, you know, roll something out more broadly, but we don't know yet.
Thanks, Julie. Wall Street Journal columnist Julie Jargon. More after this. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they're applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. A new survey of small business owners finds 56% say current conditions are good. That's up from 52% during the first quarter of the year. CNBC and SurveyMonkey polled over 2,000 small business owners aiming to measure the vitality of the American economy. Other second quarter findings, 60% of small business owners expect an increase in revenues, up from 57%, and 31% expect an increase in full-time employee numbers, up from 28%. Also, 52% of small business owners claim it's harder to find qualified individuals to hire now compared to a year ago. And finally, some 68% of small business owners who have ever purchased ads on Facebook say they'll either spend even more in the coming months or keep their Facebook ad spending the same. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.